I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever looked through a bag of grass clippings looking for a four-leaf clover, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, hook five.
To the end zone, drives his way in.
A football game last week.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. As we get ready for bowl season, baby, we'll start to run through all of these matchups. We didn't really get to talk about these yesterday. We got to give you who's facing who in all these bowl games. And joining me, as always, the encyclopedia of college football that is Gopher to Two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
I'm doing fantastic because I started to graze over the bowl matchups, and I perked up with a little energy. You know, some of these bowl matchups are fantastic. I'm just looking at them now. Virginia, SMU. It's going to look fantastic on the screen, Carver. And just to break down, this is, you know, the evergreen content that we just talk about. You know, we're going to get into the bowl matchups as we get closer to kickoff. But just expressing the breakdowns, the players, the latest developments surrounding college football. This is what it's all about, buddy. And not only that, did you see Mario Big Chest Cristobal pumping his chest? He's headed to Miami. He sold the Ducks right out.
Yeah, he sure did sell the Ducks right out. He's heading to Miami, and I like the I saw a couple of the Miami media members this morning, Joe, tweet out that they were told specifically by Miami, PR, Miami SIDs, whatever, that
right.
They're not allowed to ask any questions about the process of Cristobal coming to the Hurricanes. And you know what that means. Don't ask him any questions about running the tractor over Manny Diaz. No questions about that. It's pretty much what that means.
So basically, Mario Cristobal is the tomato can. Like, he's fighting tomato cans right now in terms of the media perspective. You know, we got to get him to 20-0, okay, and build up confidence for good old Mario. Come home to mama.
Here's the
Mario.
Thing, though, Joe, you bring up a point here that really should be hammered home. Like, they're making such a big deal. Like, we needed to get Mario Cristobal back home. You know, we needed him to be back in Miami and all this stuff. Well, didn't I hear the same thing about, like, Randy Shannon and Mark Richt and Manny Diaz? Didn't we hear the same thing about those guys, Joe? Didn't we hear the same thing?
Yeah. Well, Miami is a program that has to hang their hat on something, right? It was supposed to be.
And next it'll be Ed Reed. Well, next it'll be Ed Reed. He'll be the next one. When this doesn't work, by then Ed Reed will be ready, and they'll say, we needed to have Ed Reed back in Miami. You know, it just never ends. Never ends.
It never ends. I agree with you. You really have to explain to me what the situation was. I honestly believe that Mario Cristobal got nervous. He overplayed his hand, I think. I think he was playing with Miami, and Phil
to
Knight
squeeze more
wind
money.
And Phil Knight caught wind of it and said, you know what, buddy? There's the door. Go ahead. You want to leave? Leave. And then he was scrounging to where he'll call the, because from a facility perspective, from a talent perspective, I mean, Oregon's, he had one of the top three recruiting classes in the Pac-12 in all of college football. So you tell me, why do you want to leave that? You want to go to Miami? Good. All right. Good luck.
And especially, like, I get that this isn't going to play into what they're thinking, because all they're thinking about is getting somebody who has ties to the U. That seems to be the one thing that matters the most. But I'm telling you, Joe, his team was gutless in those two games against Utah the last 3 weeks. I mean, absolutely gutless. And I don't know how you don't see that. But like, what happened down there against Utah the last couple weeks? I mean, geez. Well, what happened there, Joe? You got to ask the question. I thought it was embarrassing.
It was terrible. I would be embarrassed. Like, I would stay at Oregon just to clean up that mess over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I would be, if I was him, I would take the extension and say, you know what, I'm not, that's not going on my track record. The way we, you're absolutely right, gutless. A guy and a coach that, you know, predicates offensive line and defensive line physicality. They got slapped in the mouth. Slapped in the mouth did. Without a college football playoff appearance on the line. And he didn't do it once. He did it twice 2 years ago in Tempe with Jaden Daniels and Arizona State when they abused him with Justin Herbert.
Good quote from your boy Big Chess today. When the U is on and the U brings it, there's nothing like it. Mario Cristobal. Yeah. Okay, there it Mario. Is. There's nothing yeah, like
Don
it, Joe.
Don Johnson and, there's nothing and like Tubbs it. Are going to walk through the door next. I forgot. Yeah, you're going to see Mario donning a turquoise shirt with the white slacks on the sidelines, right? Thinking he's Don Johnson. Okay. All right. He's more like
Big
Hasselhoff.
Chest.
He's more like Hasselhoff, Cristobal.
Big chest. Your boy.
Mario B, he's jumping on lockers when they beat Ohio State. Trust me, I was happy he did. I was on them, plus the 14-0. But, you know, he's jumping, Navy SEAL workout. We eat sand.
College football full circle. Mike Garber and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, start to talk about some of these bowl games and the matchups that we're going to have over the next 3 or 4 weeks here. A lot of exciting stuff and some fun lines to look at. We keep rolling college football full circle on the grid right after the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. So I'm sure there'll be more coaching dominoes. Now they got to go fill Oregon, right, Joe? So we'll find out Oregon in a couple of days, I'm sure. Nobody takes their time now. We got to rush, get somebody in. Oregon will pull somebody from somewhere else. The dominoes always fall. That's how it works. One thing
Who's
we did not get.
Who's the last man standing? Who's the last guy standing? Akron, even though Mora is he jumps?
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm always curious who the
last I still
last
want you to get that
is.
Job. I still want you to get that job, Joe. I want you to be the Akron coach.
I can turn them into a winner.
I know you can, and you know the good bar there with the burger. So we need to
Barley
get you back.
House. At, yeah, Shout Barley out to House. Downtown Akron.
The Barley House. So Joe Lisi's ready. He doesn't even need to use the private plane like Lincoln Riley does in USC. He just needs an automobile, right? You'll just take a car, Joe. You don't need a plane.
Yeah,
just
give
a car,
me, good. You know, yeah, car. You know, economy too. I don't. Or you want to give me the compact? I'm I ride solo. It's fine.
Okay. Well, you don't need a convertible in Akron in the winter. That's for sure.
No.
So you don't need a convertible. If you were at Miami or at USC, you would need the convertible.
Oh, forget it.
To take those
forget
jobs.
Forget it. Miami? Oh, but I'd wear the suit jacket with the shorts with the white shoes. Say hello to my little friend. Say hello to my little friend.
Let's get into some of these bowls, Joe, because next week it starts. I mean, there's 43 bowl games this year.
Yes. Very excited.
Now there's 42. Now there's 84 teams. The 43rd bowl game is obviously the championship game, so that's not. But 42 games before that with 84 teams making a bowl this year. Let's rip through them. Friday, December 17th, it starts. Middle Tennessee, the Blue Raiders, and Toledo in the Bahamas Bowl. Our boy Rick Haro is going to be at the game.
Is he?
Yes, he told me last night. Haro told me yesterday on Coast to Coast he's going to be at the Bahamas Bowl.
I want pictures from Haro. I want pictures because that's a great landscape. I remember. I'm telling you, when Western Michigan played there with the Brown Unis, they played Middle Tennessee State like three, four years ago. It was a great... with Franklin, Jarvian Franklin and the crew.
And Toledo minus 10, 54.5, the early numbers here for this game. When I see double-digit numbers in bowl games, Joe, especially when it involves, you know, a couple of teams like this, you know, 6-6, 7-5, MAC, Conference USA, like, I'm taking the points, Joe. Like, I just am. Like, I feel like the games are always a little crazy. Mm-hmm. When you have two teams you don't see very often, and
right.
10 points over anything 10 or more is a lot in these games.
You're right, but typically in these games, outside that Cooper Rush 7-touchdown game, one team typically doesn't show up in recent years. Now, it was UAB, and I believe it was UAB North Texas. I got to double check. UAB played in this game a couple of years ago. Obviously, they didn't have it last year. But Bahamas Bowl is like just a blind over for me. Over 54.5. I'm book it. I'm over. You know, Toledo really hasn't blown anybody out this year at the end of the year. They were playing very close games. Toledo was. You're going to take the points.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I typically go the other way and say I would lay it because of the huge discrepancy. But my better bet, early on I would lay it, but I like the over.
You like the over? Yeah, the 54.5 is definitely going to be enticing. And we're going to like probably a lot of overs in a lot of these bowl games. Some of them are a little too high for me, to be quite honest. But there's going to be a few games here where the total is going to be very, very juicy. And I feel like this Bahamas game is going to be one of them because Toledo doesn't play a lot of D. And they can score. So I think that that's going to be a good spot. Now, the other game, the nightcap in that game, in that day, the Friday, December 17th, this is a good one. Cure Bowl, which is in Orlando, Joe. Nice little stop in Orlando for the MAC champion, Northern Illinois, and Coastal Carolina, who got some injuries early in the middle of the year, fell from that perch. They got to, what, 16th, 17th in the country, lost a couple games down the stretch, 10-2. For Coastal Carolina this year, and Jamie Chadwell, and another big spread of 10 points in this game with a total of 64. Now, Coastal, everybody, you know, knows a little bit more because they've been on the more on the national scene the last year and a half, Joe. But the Huskies of Northern Illinois and Rocky Lombardi had a really strong season in the MAC.
Yes, and this is a game that I do like the points. So I'm going to roll with Northern here. I think they're the more physical team in terms of I think they can go toe-to-toe with Coastal. You know, Coastal, Sun Belt, you got a MAC team. Typically, it looks like the Sun Belt should roll. But they're a blue-collar team. They went toe-to-toe with Georgia Tech at the start of the year. You now give them a couple of weeks of preparation. You have a veteran quarterback in Rocky Lombardi. Coastal, remember, you know, for the most part, they went toe-to-toe with Liberty last year, right? Didn't play in the championship game against UL Lafayette. They played very well against Liberty. But I like Northern Illinois. The way they dominated Kent State and Dustin Crum, I'll take that any day of the week. I like them plus the 10 points. Also, wouldn't be shocked at plus 310 on the money line.
Very big slate, and I like Northern Illinois as well, Joe, just so you know. Now, next week we'll start to make our official bowl picks. Just getting an early look ahead here. But we're going to pick every game, Joe. You know that, right?
Yeah, we are.
We're picking every game, and I'm coming for revenge in bowl season after what happened in the regular season. You got the cup right now. I'm coming after you in bowl season. We'll make picks for every single bowl game official starting next week. We give you some early leans right now. Saturday, December 18th, big slate, Joe. It starts 11 a.m. Eastern, the world-famous Boca Raton Bowl. And it's a good one. But it's a good matchup, Joe. You got App State and Western Kentucky. You talk about a difference in styles. You know what Western Kentucky loves to do. Snap the ball within 4 seconds, run 6 billion plays, try to score as many points as possible. App State wants to grind you. They want to pound. And this is one of these games where, I just mentioned before, maybe there are a couple unders, 68.5. Now, we know Western Kentucky loves to score, but you know App State is also going to try to slow this game down.
Yes. Now, I have to look because I know that the Western Kentucky offensive coordinator was hired by somebody. Mm. And obviously that helped Bailey Zappe throw for over 5,000 yards, right? This year and challenged Joe Burrow's FBS passing total. On the flip side, you have Chase Bryce and App State that didn't step up against a very physical UL Lafayette team, although Western Kentucky, not that style. They're more of a finesse style. When they got punched in the mouth against UTSA, they crumble like an accordion. I like App State here, but I do have to find out where, I forget off the top of my head, where Western Kentucky's offensive coordinator...
I got it right now. So you're talking about Zach Kittley.
Right.
Who was the offensive coordinator. He's going to Texas Tech, Joe, to be the new offensive coordinator there.
To replace coach. To replace Cumbie.
Yeah.
He's going with Joey McGuire.
On the move. Now, they actually had a co-offensive coordinator. Brian Ellis is set to become the OC at Georgia Southern. So they actually had two guys who split the job, Joe, and both of them are leaving.
Not good.
So you're right. That's actually another reason, Joe, for us to get this under now. 68.5. I think this will go down more before next Saturday.
You think so?
I do. I think it'll go down more because this is why you need to listen to College Football Full Circle. Listen to what we're talking about, Joe. How many people that are going to bet this Western Kentucky game next Saturday know that the minds behind their offense are both out the door?
Right.
How many people
That's
are going
to
know that before
to
next
State
Saturday?
More, though. I would bang out App State lane 3 as opposed to the under.
Okay.
Because you still got Chase Bryce there, and obviously... So let's say whatever Western Kentucky's offensive average was, 48, 45?
Yeah.
Let's say give them a touchdown less.
Okay. College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. UTEP and Fresno in the New Mexico Bowl. Always a favorite for Joe Lisi. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. Keep rolling through these bowl games. All the matchups are set. 42 games in total over the next few weeks. It gets started. Next Friday, December the 17th, and we're getting some early looks at some of these games. UTEP and Fresno State, Joe. Good year for UTEP. Really good year. 7-5 for them. You know, that's like going winning the national championship, considering how many wins they've had in the last 20 years. But and they take on Fresno, the closer to home, too, for them, the New Mexico Bowl, always a classic. Fresno right now, minus 12.5, 50.5 the total. UTEP's been a covering machine this year, Joe. Absolute covering machine. And Fresno, let's remember this as well with Fresno State. Everybody jumped ship to Washington. The coach, the quarterback, everybody gone, Joe. They all went out the door.
Shocked. I know. Typically, the New Mexico Bowl is a straight favorite bet. And you take the under. No, the over usually comes in the New Mexico Bowl. So it's an over and the favorite. Because I know North Texas played. I forget who they played a couple times. Last year, I believe it was Houston and Hawaii. I remember because I was stuck at the airport. I was on Hawaii. They won that ball game against Houston. I think they were catching double digits, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But I can't take UTEP here.
I can't.
The one time I took UTEP all year, they played Boise. Chopped!
Yeah.
They were catching like 25.5.
How do you like to, and this doesn't have to apply just to this game, Joe. This can apply to the entire bowl season, what I'm about to ask you. How do you approach teams where everybody, you know, jump ship? Let's, you know, not even say a coach got chopped, but you have a situation here where the coach splits, goes to Washington, the quarterback goes to Washington, the assistants go to Washington. I mean, everybody has flooded the gates. How do you approach a team that's lost so many of their main components? Are we going with the whole, the guys that are left, you know, want to show, you know, stick it to them for leaving? Do we want to go that they're completely dejected and we should stay away from them and they're, you know, they probably lose the game outright? How do you approach when there's so much turnover before this bowl game?
It's tough. It is tough. And it's been tougher in recent years with COVID and players opting out. I just have to go with the more physical team. UTEP can't stop the run. They really can't. And that's the Fresno State offense. As good as Haener was this year and he could put up points, they can run at will on lesser teams. Look at UConn. They put up a 45 spot. I know it was earlier in the year, but they beat up on UCLA. That is a pretty good defensive front statistically. UTEP, even though they're 7-5, their weakness is in run support. So I just can't ignore that. It's tough. 12.5, to me, this game could be 17-0 first quarter, and then you're cooked. Then you're cooked.
Yeah, I'm taking a shot with UTEP in this game, Joe. I'm playing against teams that there's nobody left in the barn. I just can't do it, especially with how good they've been covering the numbers this year. I think you'll get a little effort out of UTEP. They'll get a little nice home crowd, too. Everybody will head over there.
Best bet
from El Paso to New Mexico for this game. I can see it already. Big day for the Miners at the New Mexico Bowl next Saturday. Let's go, Joe. This could be a best bet. You're absolutely right. It could be a best bet.
They gave up, just so you know, they've been statistically, you say, they're good. They're good. They gave up only 135 rushing yards per game, right? Against your UTSA Roadrunners, they gave up 276 rushing yards.
Yeah, they got shredded.
Against UAB, another physical offensive line, 220. Now you got big physical Fresno State from Silicon Valley.
Listen, you're always looking for motivation in these games, Joe, and I don't see it on the Fresno side. I don't see it, and I do see it on the UTEP side because they never play in bowl games. They never make it to bowl games. I think that there's a lot of juice.
You might be able to talk me into that, but early on I would lean Fresno State.
Okay. Next, Independence Bowl, which has really lost its luster over the last 10 to 15 years. Yeah. That used to be a pretty good bowl game, Joe, the Independence Bowl. And now you get BYU. So you still get a good squad in there. BYU's 13th in the college football playoff rankings.
Yep.
Against UAB, who's a very good team this year.
Yes.
8-4, played well. BYU only laying a touchdown here with the total of 56. Line's a little fishy to me, Joe. I might like UAB here.
I love UAB here. And your boy, Kalani Sitake, potentially.
He should be the Oregon coach, Joe. I saw somebody stumping for him on Twitter last night. Get Kalani Sitake to Oregon.
That's what I heard. I heard that Kalani Sitake is being mentioned for the Oregon job, which wouldn't be bad. I mean, I've been down on him, but he's done a fantastic job. I will say he did coach up Jaren Hall this year. That offensive staff did wonders. I think they're going to, you know, if he takes the job, I think he could at least continue some of the progression that Mario Cristobal you know, had there in terms of the offense and defensive lines. I will say this about UAB. UAB struggles with speed teams. Every time they go out of conference or play up against a Power 5 opponent, Miami, Florida, Tennessee, they get abused because they don't have the speed to keep up. BYU is not a speed team. This goes right into their strength. UAB is very physical with Bill Clark in the interior. They can go toe-to-toe with the Cougars, even though the Cougars are a little bit older. I like UAB here outright.
Outright. Outright.
I do. I said it.
How about that?
Yeah. I did.
I said it. I said it. It's going to be a best bet. I can see it already. It's going to be a best bet for Joe Lisi next week. Outright
UAB. They're
averaging
4.5 yards per carry. They're good running the football. And that's what you need. They're only giving up 104 on the ground. Very solid in run support. They play solid third down defense. Again, does BYU have speed on the perimeter? No. No. Tyler Allgeier. This isn't going to be Virginia. These kids are going to tackle. Just saying.
All right.
I mean, come on. Tyler Allgeier had 476 yards in the first quarter.
I'm leaning
Virginia.
To BYU right now. I'm leaning to BYU. But we'll talk about it.
I hope it's a best bet of yours.
We'll talk about it more next week. You've got the Lending Tree Bowl, which happens in Mobile, Alabama, 5:45 p.m. Eastern, Saturday the 18th. Eastern Michigan out of the MAC, and Liberty, who also went 7-5. Liberty minus 8.5 here. Now, this is one of those times, Joe, I'm going to lay the points with the favorite, and Liberty is going to score.
Oh, yeah, Malik Willis is going to play like he's the number one pick in the NFL draft. Remember that?
Is he definitely going to play? Is he definitely going to play?
That's another factor. If he doesn't play, I tell you what, I'd be all over Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan during MAC week when we were covering the MAC,
they did was cover, baby.
All they did was cover.
Wow. Yeah, but if Willis plays and he wants to put a little show on, the last college tape he's ever going to get to put down, I think Liberty wins big, Joe. I think that if Willis plays,
step up against UL Monroe, Malik Willis.
Wow, that was lay. But this is different. He's got the bright lights of the Lending Tree Bowl on him now, Joe. I mean, this is just a whole other situation. Also, Saturday the 18th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern at SoFi. Nice place to play. Brand new building for the champions of the Mountain West, Utah State against Oregon State. Our Beavers, Joe, who were so good to us all year out of the Pac-12. But Utah State, Joe, they were better to me. And I'm catching 7.5 right now with my Aggies coming on, you know, with their Mountain West championship. I might take the points out here at the L.A. Bowl at SoFi.
Again, similar styles. You have Nolan, the quarterback for Oregon State. You have Logan Bonner that put up over 300 yards, 4 touchdowns against a very good and quality defense in the Aztecs. On paper, it looks like you should take the points, but I'm going to lay it. Jonathan Smith, this means a lot to the program for him to get a bowl win. Pac-12 versus Mountain West. Big brother, little brother. I think Oregon State rolls. They're going to do something.
Rolls.
They're going to do something Oregon can't do, winning a big spot.
Wow. Rolls. You think they're going to roll
that?
The Aggies?
How
yeah, you said
that,
it.
Mario?
You
Come
said it.
Come home to mama, Mario.
You said
Come
it.
Come home to mama.
And finally, to finish off a very big day on December the 18th, we have the New Orleans Bowl, which is always fun, 9:15 p.m. Eastern, the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette against Marshall. Cajuns minus 6. I got to tell you, Joe, I'm on Marshall in this game because...
Me too.
Because the Cajuns had their Super Bowl last week winning that Sun Belt title. Last game for Napier, he goes off to Gainesville. I think that this team has already had their moment. They're not going to care about playing Marshall in the New Orleans Bowl.
Now, Marshall didn't step up in the bowl game last year. Remember,
no,
Grant Wells was non-existent for the
last three games. He was awful. Awful
he
in
was
that
terrible.
Game.
I think he had like 20 yards heading into the third quarter, right? That's probably why Doc Holliday got chopped last year. Yeah, this line doesn't seem right. UL Lafayette at home, they've played in this bowl game under Napier. They were lights out, right? Didn't they go like 4-0 when Napier was there?
Yeah, I believe so.
Marshall, this is a big game for them. Playing in the Bayou, I like them. It's going to look great on the screen, too. Red, green. Give me the Thundering Herd. Can we get the over in this ball game?
You know what? That's a very good possibility, too. 53.5. Could we get that? Can Marshall actually score some points for once? Can he put some points on the board, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, think Marshall's... we can get it, Carver. I think 53.5 could be live to the over there.
Wow. Maybe. We'll discuss that next week when we break this game down a little further. We'll think about that total over the next few days.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Day, December the 20th, one game, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Old Dominion in Tulsa. Joe, I don't even think we need to come back and talk about this. We'll save it for next week. 2-6-6 teams we haven't seen a lot of this year. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, start to get in some good ones as we break down all the bowl games here on Full Circle. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Joe, we'll do a pick for Tulsa and Old Dominion next week, but that's a tough game to break down. That's a very, very tough game.
You know what I wanted to say
game.
About that?
Go ahead. Did you want to say something about the game? You can.
Yeah, just Old Dominion. Old Dominion, I believe, had like 99% of money on them hitting their under this year.
Yeah.
Which I believe was like, what, 4.5? Was that
it? I think it might have even been 3.5. But yeah, it was either 3.5 or 4.5, right around there.
That was one of the teams.
A lot of losing
that
tickets.
Everybody, you know, the Sharps.
The Sharps were on Old Dominion.
They had the binoculars. I got a guy who's got a guy who has a guy that eats a bagel every morning and sits in the stands with his paper. He told me that this team, Old Dominion, they're going to go under, baby.
There you go. Tulsa and Old Dominion, Myrtle Beach Bowl. Next, Tuesday, December the 21st, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl on the blue turf. Always a favorite of mine. Kent State and Wyoming, Joe. 58's the total. Wyoming -3.5. Give me the over, Joe. This is one. Yeah. The Potato Bowl, you always rack them up. Put the points on the board.
Now, Wyoming did play Boise State. They were catching 13.5. Remember, Boise scores with about a minute left, and they score with 24 seconds on the clock, like an 85-yard touchdown pass, to give Wyoming the cover.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, Kent State and Sean Lewis. Now, we got Craig Ball, we got Sean Lewis, a blue-collar team in Wyoming. They're going to spank Kent State. The MAC team always gets spanked in this ball game.
Yep.
I hope Wyoming runs all over them, slaps Sean Lewis in the face, and takes his coffee and his bagel.
Jeez.
Just for the wet. Oh, he's terrible. He's terrible. They're 2-6 on the road or on a neutral field. Now, I might have to change my assessment. Why is the spread only 3.5? But Wyoming should dominate this ball game. You know, at the end
physical
of the day.
Physical football team.
Yeah, Kent State has the better quarterback in Dustin Crum. I lean to Wyoming. You're right about the over because both teams are going to run at will on each other. No, they're not. This is going to be a dead over.
I can't pick a side. I'm probably going to be on the over.
I'm going to take Wyoming. They're more physical. They play in those elements. They've been there before. They understand they're not going to be, you know, phased, the blue turf, you know. I could see Dustin Crum. What pants do we wear? We have powder blue. What pants are we going to wear in the game? Wow. Sean Lewis not knowing which way's up. But I'll have a great beard in case
he will. He'll have a great beard. The other game that night, there's two games that day on the 21st, is a really good one and one that I'll be very interested in because my Roadrunners, Joe, of UTSA off their Conference USA Championship take on the Aztecs of San Diego State in the Frisco Bowl down in Texas. Yep. Right now, UTSA minus 2.5, 49.5. You can't have a 49.5 total in a game involving the Roadrunners, Joe. I don't care how good Brady Hoke's defense is. Roadrunners are going to score some points, Joe. You know it.
I tell you what, after that disappointing performance against Utah State, Brady Hoke and the Aztecs want this game. I mean, I think it's all hands on deck. Jordan Brookshire, Lucas Johnson, Greg Bell, I think they step up. Plus 2.5. I think they bounce back into form in a big way. UTSA not in the dome. Even though the state of Texas, no, they're going to get about 4 people out for the Roadrunners in that ballgame. They stepped up last year against UL Lafayette and covered as a 13.5 point underdog. I was on them. But I like San Diego State plus the 114 money line outright. They're going to slap your UTSA Roadrunners.
Oh, please. Well, I'll tell you right now, we're going to be against each other on this one. All UTSA, right. The game's in Texas.
I don't care.
That, listen, they're taking down the Aztecs. The Aztecs ain't going to be able to keep up with the Roadrunners, Joe. Beep, beep. Here come the Roadrunners. Beep, beep. They're not going to be able to keep up with them, Joe.
Okay.
Wednesday night, December the 22nd, Missouri and Army in the Armed Forces Bowl. Army early look ahead line. Of course, Army has to play Navy this week in their traditional game, but Army minus 3.5, an early line here against Missouri.
I'm trying to find this line. Where is it?
I see it at a couple of other shops, Joe. I don't see it. FanDuel does not have it up right now, probably because Army plays this week.
Yeah, but they should still have a line. I mean, here's what I am interested in. Missouri had the worst rush defense in the middle of the year. They were giving up 283 on the ground. They gave up 456 to Hendon, Hooker, and Tennessee. Then they got back-to-back wins against South Carolina, and they backed it up with a solid win against Florida, held both of those opponents under 100. And then K.J. Jefferson and Treylon Burks, they played, and they got absolutely ripped on the ground. Now, Army, are they going to prepare for the triple option with 2-3 weeks prep? Army beat West Virginia last year on a short week. Then Missouri's terrible. Terrible. I hate Elijah Drinkwitz, too. Give me Army. I never do this because I'm always, even though you should be back in the military academies, I'm not sold on the an SEC school laying only 3.5. Think of that.
Right. Well, the SEC school's getting the 3.5.
Yeah,
They're getting the three and a half.
Right. They're going to get abused. They're going to get abused. I'm laying it with Army. They're going to win this ball game by 14.
I agree. I think Army's going to crush them, to be quite honest with you. Missouri's awful. They are a bad football team. Thursday the 23rd, North Texas and Miami of Ohio in the Frisco Football Classic and the Nightcap, Joe, the Gasparilla Bowl. Between UCF and Florida. That game is in Tampa. So you got UCF from Orlando, Florida, Gainesville. They will meet in the middle in Orlando where the Gators are minus 7 right now. Man, I'm leaning towards our boy Gus Malzahn here.
Me
getting
too.
Point. Gus Malzahn at Raymond James Stadium, Joe. Let's go.
Now, Florida played there against USF and didn't cover, remember? Richardson busted to the 80-yard run. He pulled his hammy. Everybody was cursing that was sitting on Florida, remember? You thought I
can't imagine
for
there's
taking
much,
the Bulls?
Much motivation for Florida in this game.
I know.
The awful year that they've had.
I would like to know, is Isaiah Bowser and Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel's transferring, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw that.
Finished.
Mikey Keene is the starter. He came on down the stretch now with the extra 3 weeks of prep. Malzahn is a pretty good bowl game coach. You know, when he took Auburn against Purdue, they ripped them 66-7. Now, he didn't step up against UCF, remember that year. But, I mean, this is a game, I think, from a recruiting aspect, you want to try and knock around Florida. Right now, they smell blood in the water, UCF, right?
Yeah.
It's like the sharks are circling. We got a seal? We got a seal lapping in the water.
Jeez.
Got a seal. Well, that's what the Sharks do. It is. It's circle of life. Circle of life. That's all.
And
Florida's all right. A seal.
Always a classic on Christmas Eve to have the Hawaii Bowl between Memphis and Hawaii. And how about these stories, Joe? Have you seen this stuff with Todd Graham? How all the players absolutely hate him, and they're all transferring out, and he's abusive, and he's this. Everybody's going after your boy Todd Graham out in the on the islands. Todd Graham.
He's probably doing things the right way. That's probably why.
Well, all the players are going in the transfer portal because they don't think that the university would fire him because the buyout is so big. So I even though I never like to bet against Hawaii at home, like we know the deal with the bailout, blowout, the late night game. If Hawaii's catching points at home, Joe, we always take Hawaii. They're getting 5.5 from Memphis here in the Hawaii Bowl. I still want to do it, but that story in the San Francisco Gate really scared me off.
Well, if he has been abusive, then obviously then he deserves to be chopped. At the end of the day, we have to see how that plays out. But I'm a big backer of Ryan Silverfield and Memphis. You know that. I think he's a pretty good coach. Hennigan, the quarterback, the freshman, didn't step
Hennigan.
Up against Houston. Yeah, Hennigan, right? Harrigan?
Yes.
Hennigan.
Yes.
Right. But Sean Dykes, as long as he plays in this ball game, I think they got a shot to dominate this matchup. Again, you know, 3 weeks of prep. Silverfield's a good coach. They typically step up in these situations, even though it's Hawaii. Where are they playing that game? Are they playing it in that rinky-dink stadium, like next to the highway?
I will let you know right that. I doubt they're playing it in the old place. Yes, they're playing it in the place they play at now. The new
place.
That's
going to be like four people there.
The Ching Athletics Conference, the Clarence
That's
Ching
terrible.
Athletic Complex in Honolulu.
I don't like that.
Well,
I liked
it
better in the other place where the wind was blowing.
The old Aloha Bowl.
Yeah. You know. Remember when Houston played there against Kauai?
Joe, throwing it back here. Throwing
back
it back.
In the day.
Christmas Day, Joe, as you're sitting around the table, the Camellia Bowl between Georgia State and Ball State. We'll break that down more next week. Monday, December the 27th, Western Michigan and Nevada in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. Nevada
Norvell
loses
gone.
Norvell gone off to Colorado State. Nice lateral move for coach. As they're laying
million,
one against
5 years,
you.
$9 million he took.
Yeah. And then also on Monday the 27th, the Military Bowl, Boston College in East Carolina as Blewett's Eagles laying 3 against the Pirates, 51 the total. Take
I'm
the
telling
under.
You right now.
Under.
I'm
under,
taking
under.
East Carolina. This is a total contrarian for Blue. Every time
man.
He posts, look, I went to Boston College. We're great, Mike. We know you went to Boston
going
College.
Going after Blewett here.
He
going after
the
Blewett.
Better than that. We know you went to Boston College. All right. That's 46 years ago you're in college. ECU outright. They abused Jakovic and the crew. That's it.
Man, all over them. Look at you. So that game's going to be on Monday the 27th. Tuesday the 28th, Houston and Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl. Air Force and Louisville, First Responder Bowl. Mississippi State and Texas Tech in the Liberty Bowl. UCLA and NC State in the Holiday Bowl. And in the late night bailout blowout, West Virginia and Minnesota in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Where are they playing that game? In Phoenix, where the Diamondbacks play, at Chase Field. What a lineup you've got that day, Joe, on Tuesday.
I love a game in there. I have a nugget in there.
Ooh, what do you got for me?
No, not a nugget. I have a best bet in there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have a best bet that I absolutely love. You call my number now. I'm going to give you the five-star lock of the century.
Yeah, the five-diamond lock for Joe Lisi here.
This is the Armageddon pick. You're going to have so much money from betting this game that if it doesn't win, you're going to get my five-star picks for not only basketball, but the hockey season as well. I mean, come on. I love. You like that, right?
I did.
I love. Love a game in here. Just from
one of these games. One of these games on the 28th you love.
Yes,
I thought you
yes.
meant specifically West Virginia, Minnesota. I thought that was the game you loved. Okay.
Love. Love a okay. Love a little game now, and I can't give it away yet.
Okay.
But when I do,
you're going to hold it.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
On, you can keep it nestled away, and next week when we do the bowl picks, you can get it out there, Joe, for everybody. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll come back a couple other bowl games as we keep getting ready for bowl season here on college football full circle. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. So, Joe, you actually don't have me the next couple days. I know you're going to go through a lot of these other games. Well, listen, Joe, I mean, what we got? I got my daughter's birthday tomorrow. I got other things.
I know.
Going on this week, but next week, Joe. Well, next week it's on for the rest of bowl season. I mean, we're digging in.
It's on
starting next week, me and you. Oh, it's on. We got to pick all these games. We got to break everything down. Did you see they also put in look ahead lines for where did I see that? Look ahead lines. Yeah, they do have look ahead lines for the title game.
Yeah.
So like they have Cincinnati, Michigan -6.5, Bama. They have Georgia -1 against Alabama. Man, you want to get that Bama 1 now, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what FanDuel did. One? That was great. Bowl specials, they have every scenario plays out. Like Michigan defeats Cincinnati in the championship game +25-1.
Wow, look at this, Joe. You're going to be diving into this. Next week we're going into this highest scoring bowl game excluding the college football playoff final.
Oh, my.
They got every game on here, Joe. The favorite, Virginia against SMU at +800.
I'll tell you what, you know which one piques up my curiosity? Texas Tech versus Miss State. You got Leach up against his former team. I believe Cumbie will coach in that game. Donovan Smith, that's a 26-1 shot. So that perks me up a little
These
bit.
These are very spicy, Joe.
How about Army? Can Army put up 75 on Missouri at 29-1? They put up 70 against Houston. Remember a couple years ago?
I don't want to go there. You got to remember, this is the highest scoring game, so both teams combined. Now, you could do the highest
Here's
team
one.
As well.
I got one.
Go ahead. You got one.
Louisville Air Force, 39-1. Love it. Love it.
College football full circle. Great job, Joe. Great job, Andrew Torres. You get Joe and Rich Sermonello the next couple days. I'll be back next week. Me and Joe will hammer through all these bowl games and give you all our picks as I'm coming after him after the title. College football full circle. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll see you next time.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.